Talk 580 WTCM, a little extended intro there on our travel show this Wednesday. Bonnie Pintozzi, hard at work being a travel agent, trying to connect with our guest who is actually living it up in Ireland, right, Bonnie Pintozzi?
Absolutely. That's Catherine Riley. She is the managing director for Brendan Vacations.
Yes,
and
what a
we're
life.
Trying to reach her in Dublin right now. So, we'll see if she winds up being able to call into us at this point.
We're hoping that we will hear from her, but we've spoken to Catherine O'Reilly before from Brendan Vacations, and we've talked a lot about the sheer number of travelers that want to make it over to Ireland.
And they do. And you know, while we're waiting for Catherine, one of the things is Brendan Vacations is the number one company if you're looking to go to Ireland or Scotland. Mm-hmm. They are amazing. They've been, Catherine is actually from the almost beginning, she's been the director for 30 years, and she's right there in Dublin. So she handles that team that facilitates and takes good care of all of our clients that do go. And Brendan is just, you know, when clients come back, they're just happy. That's what I love about it.
Right.
They're just satisfied. They're really, Brendan's story is so rich. And you can really do Brendan Vacations in so many different ways. I mean, they are guided vacations, but at the same time, you can travel the way you want to travel. Okay?
I think that's important to know, too. I think when people start to think about guided vacations, then all of a sudden it's like, all right, everyone, get in a line. It's time for us to go here. Now, that's not how it works anymore.
No, it doesn't. And you have a full range of accommodations and certain things that you want to do. I mean, if you're really looking for that guided customization type of thing, Brendan's the one.
Right.
If you want that independent, a private chauffeur, and it's not going to break the bank.
I can't believe that.
That's amazing. And we've talked about that before. Locally hosted rail, self-drive. And there are a lot of people who say, hey, I can handle those roads. I can do that. And they're confident, and they do, and they love it at their pace. But all along, you have someone that has your back in country.
One of the things that is new, and I'm sure if we get Catherine, she'll be talking about this, but they have golf vacations now. Can you imagine wearing a kilt in Scotland and playing golf?
Yes.
You know, right?
I don't even play golf.
Seriously, I think that's a visual we would always want to have, you know, in videos. But absolutely, they play golf. I mean, remember, we're also talking about Ireland and Scotland. And who and how many of our golfers out there, and I know firsthand from clients of ours, who have really enjoyed going over to Europe and playing golf in Scotland. And the courses are just unbelievable as well in Ireland. But it's the people. The people are so proud to have you come in, and they're so in tune to what we're looking at.
You know, the other piece to this, too, is we talk a lot about roots and heritage and things like that, and a lot of people wanting to get to Ireland or Scotland to really discover where their ancestors came from. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people going out that way, but there are also a lot of people who are bringing it right here into the into 2018. They have a Game of Thrones adventure.
Yes. Yes, and Outlander and Star Wars and all the things that are going on. I mean, the Game of Thrones, I mean, there is a big push. People love that idea of going to a destination where these mega films have been filmed out there. So just really firsthand getting to really get there and understand it.
I love this idea that you can have fully guided packages. You can, you know, hop on ride the rails.
You can ride the rails. You can ride the rails in Ireland, definitely.
You can drive yourself, too. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, all the family things, all the things. And this is a multi-generational trip, just mm-hmm. like anything else we've talked about. But these cities and places have these ancient secrets. And the locals know, and the hospitality, and the adventure, the food, the drink, mm-hmm. You know, as Catherine always puts it, the fire is lit and the kettle is on, so just come on, you know, just get here and enjoy. And unfortunately, it looks like Catherine probably is having a difficult getting into the show, but we'll keep the fires burning here for as well. Because one of the things that I love when Catherine always is on, she just, you know, starts off by saying, "May the road rise up to meet you," and that is all about what travel is.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's absolutely that way. And speaking of travel, we'll kind of divert just a little
sure.
bit until we hear from Catherine. But basically what we're seeing is a lot of things happening. There are, and we've been advertising it a little bit, there are some great trips to Hawaii, pricing and everything right now that we're finding in the system through Delta Vacations and all the things that we're looking at. So we just, you know, sometimes we get those wonderful mm-hmm. combinable fares that we use out of the Traverse City area, and you would be amazed. So if anyone has that on their list to go to, and there are many that are thinking about doing that as well, for sure.
Well, you know, and there's a lot of things that people are gearing up for. And mm-hmm. For example, my son is graduating high school next year. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it. But
and you
know,
don't look it.
thank you so much. I think about when you think about things that you want to give your child or mm-hmm. The graduate in your life or someone who maybe is just getting married. Mm-hmm. The gift of travel is an opportunity to build those memories, those experiences, those things that they will never forget. You can, you know, throw some money into a card mm-hmm. and that will go a long way, I'm sure. But 20, 30, 40 years from now, that graduate isn't necessarily going to remember who gave you what or what that mm-hmm. what they did with that, that $25 in the graduate card.
Sure.
But planning something like this will last a lifetime.
It does. And I have to say, from a firsthand knowledge, my nephew, he's mm-hmm. a police officer back in New Jersey. He and his high school sweetheart are getting married in October. And he came to me and said, you know, we really like to do our honeymoon and do something, you know, warm and fun and everything like that. So, yes, now they're going to a Sandals property mm-hmm. and they're going to enjoy that. And I'm having some fun with, you know, doing some special little things with it and part of my wedding gifts and everything.
Oh,
but it's just amazing because I've watched the excitement as they've been planning.
Yeah.
And that's been the firsthand. It's not just because that's a family member. It's what happens to most families when
right.
they start doing all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they plan, and then they say, that like a wedding shower, if you'd like to contribute, you know, gifts, this is kind of a registry that we're doing here or we're doing this. And then to know that when I'm at the wedding and watching them get married and the reception, knowing where they're going mm-hmm. afterwards, they're just going to have a delightful, delightful time.
I was going to ask, you know, speaking about families, and we mentioned the multi-generational mm-hmm. travel, which is one of the specialties of Brendan Vacations, but mm-hmm. It's a huge trend for families of all, you know, grandparents and grandkids and aunts and uncles and people to do these things together. That's a big trend, and it looks like it's going to continue into 2019 and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the other things that I'm noticing are more and more families getting out and doing outdoor travel.
Yes.
Where they're like glamping.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when people think you're going to go on a camping road trip or you're going to go on a camping trip even, you're going to go to Costa Rica and stay in a, you know, a tree house or something, that you can't use a travel agent for that. You have to, you guys will book the,
we can book the tree house.
No. You'll book the tree house.
Certainly. That's an interesting thing because, you know, ever since, you know, someone had called me one day and said, well, you only do cruises or whatever. That's not the case. I mean, after 40 years of being the local travel agency in Traverse City especially, we do it all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had a request the other day to do something with MSU, Michigan, you know, the big game in October,
oh, yeah.
trying to find tickets and stuff. that's a little difficult. I mean, yeah. That really is. They sell out quickly. But someone said, you know, we just want to take a motor coach down. Can we do that? We can arrange motor coach trips.
I didn't know that.
We can definitely arrange the motor coach. You know, tickets might be a little bit difficult for this particular game. Okay. Yeah. But a lot of times we are able to secure tickets for whatever venue. Let's say you want to go to Nashville.
Right.
You wanted to do something. You want to do a motor coach trip.
Yeah.
We do those types of group trips. And, you know, it's just you need a certain amount of people. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we do it all. And it's fun when people walk in the door and go, well, I just need an airline ticket. What do you mean you just need an airline ticket?
We'll do that. And we'll get you a good price.
Yeah, we'll do that. You know, but then you hear our really talented travel consultants say, well, let me ask you a little bit more, if you don't mind. Are you going to need a hotel? Well, yeah. Do you want a car rental? Do you need transportation? Yes. And all of a sudden, we're taking those three elements, mm-hmm. bundling it together, and getting an unpublished airfare and saving the money.
Yeah. Right away.
Right away.
And you being the consumer, you don't have to do anything other than walk in the door or pick up the phone. That's it.
Well, and I love that because, you know, people come and go, you know, I know my son, my daughter, they're online. Maybe they're finding stuff. I don't want to do that. I looked and mm-hmm. I went, how do I start?
Yeah.
What do I do? Why would you do that?
And
you know?
I get nervous about those things that you find online, especially mm-hmm. if you see these like flash deals that are popping out of
too good to be true?
PC. Yeah.
Yeah. Normally they're not true.
No. And I have heard of a couple of people getting burned on mm-hmm. this kind of thing. They're like, wow. And the airfare was, it's only this. And it's like, okay, did you look at the fine print here? Or you're buying something that it says, wow, it's this inexpensive trip. Is it really?
Right.
And it ends up most of the time being too good to be true.
And our automation systems are very, very, very robust. We have access to all the different airlines. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't just sell one particular airline, depending on what city you're coming out of. And the other part of it is maybe you're going to be traveling with a few friends and family members who aren't in this area, mm-hmm. and you want to coordinate your flights. You know how interesting that could be if you have everybody trying to coordinate their own flight to match up to where you might all be meeting at a certain mm-hmm. airport or destination? Yeah.
I mean, I can just give a little, as a customer, a shout out because I am going on this big trip coming up and I mm-hmm. used the travel authority and I worked with Tammy and I had a lot of miles. I had mm-hmm. a lot of airline miles
right.
and my sister-in-law had a lot of airline miles and we're trying to put this together, and Tammy was a genius. I had no idea how she did it. I was just like, help, and made it happen, and we have these great flights, and it was almost too good to be true, but this time it was true.
And I got to see, you know how I always talk about the wow factor?
Yeah.
I got to see your face firsthand watching all this going on in the office, and you went, really?
Really? Yeah, exactly.
Seriously?
That
I mean,
was
we
exactly.
talk about this. You really do these things?
Yeah.
Yes, we do. And that's where the talent, that's where the experience
yeah.
that our travel consultants have been around since the beginning of the office.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of them have been there for all those years and have watched all of our neighbors and friends in this community and beyond grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And so where the parents started traveling before they started having children, then their children started having children. And all of a sudden, we've had multi-generationals just doing individual travel
yeah.
through us. Instead
yeah.
of just doing it as a group, they're all just coming back because that's that relationship.
Yes, indeed. One of the other aspects that I think is really interesting is the voluntourism, which
yes.
is something that I never thought you would say this,
mm-hmm.
that you would all of a sudden want to volunteer while you're on your vacation. But speaking of vacations, it looks like we got Catherine Riley.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Catherine Riley, we're so happy to hear from you.
Hello, how are you all?
Well, we're better now that you've joined
yes,
us.
We love it.
I tried to do a little imitation of you, not with your accent, but a little imitation of kind of some of the things you might be covering, and we were going through them as well. But it's so good to have you join us. How are things in Dublin?
Things in Dublin are very well. We've been having a little bit of a heat wave, which is wonderful, but now we want some rain to water our plants.
It sounds very similar to what we had here in northern Michigan, Catherine.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we
talked somewhat about the heritage, the accessory family, something for everyone, kind of the cities and the places with ancient secrets a bit. really focus because we live in an area that loves golf. And boy, do you have courses between Ireland and Scotland for sure that, that are just there. And we've had many clients go over and do that. But, you know, when we talk about and how that you can travel your way with the guide at the private chauffeur, locally hosted rail and self-drive, Catherine, you are the one who creates all of this together. So when our clients come back, your story, and I'm going to let you try to tell that story now that I have totally kind of set a few things
yes.
in motion.
All right. Well, at Brendan Vacations, we're going to be 50 years in business next year, so we'll have a cause for celebration. And I've been with the company more years than I care to admit, but it will be 35 next year. So we have, and I'm speaking to you today from our office in downtown Dublin. So we're right here on Merrion Square in the heart of it all in Dublin.
Oh,
and
I love it.
My team and I do put together all of the programs that Brendan offer, both in Ireland and Scotland. And, you know, we take great pride in introducing our guests to the locals whenever we can throughout the trip, because I think that's where, you know, our visitors are going to get the best out of their vacation, meeting the people, seeing what we do, and just, you know, embracing the culture, because we have quite an ancient culture, and we also have a very diverse and modern culture. So it's a great mix, and I know we have a great reputation for, you know, our big Irish welcome, our Cead Míle Fáilte, and, you know, genuinely, Irish people love to meet visitors. So they do,
yes.
you know, put out the green carpet and wrap everybody in the, you know, in a very great welcome.
You know, Catherine, you know, one of the things that we've always talked about, and we just have clients so happy whenever they come back from a Brendan vacation, is that you are the eyes and ears for us. You are the ones that we know that are right there on the ground, taking good care of the Altura Travel Authority clients. And that goes so far, but you also surprise them a lot of times with things that they're not expecting sometimes on when they take some of the trips, right?
Oh, absolutely. We love to make... to make sure that, you know, people get our local treats when they come on vacation with us, and also to point out some hidden gems. I mean, everybody, especially when they travel for the first time, will want to see, you know, the iconic sites that they will have heard of, whether mm-hmm. that be in, you know, in Edinburgh or the Giant's Causeway in Northern Ireland. It could be our magnificent cliffs at Moher. But, you know, we also like to get people off the beaten track and to see some of the places that they, you know, that are less travelled. And they really then will get to, you know, walk on beaches and just be by themselves, or, you know, just, you know, immerse themselves in the beautiful scenery that we have. And it's very diverse. So, and then, of course, you know, sampling and tasting, because our beauty, you know, our wonderful food, and our the various different drinks we have here, because to taste is to know. And then once we get people tasting our local produce, you know, they really see that, you know, as a culinary destination, we have now gained a reputation that we may not have had, or people may not have thought of Ireland and Scotland as being, you know, very, very good foodie destination.
You're a foodie place. You're a trendsetter, because, boy, do we all love to go around places around the world that we can test that wonderful food and the drink.
Oh,
sure.
You're speaking my language right now.
Speaking a lot of languages, for sure. So, but you know, your locals share their stories, and I think that you can't find that anyplace else. You know, you get that, the heart of the stories, and some of these stories are just amazing, and we go back with those, and they live with us.
Yes, I mean, I think whether people are coming to Ireland or Scotland, maybe because they have some ancestry, mm-hmm. but people mm-hmm. seem to find a connection here regardless of whether they have any Irish or Scottish ancestry mm-hmm. or not. And they do get involved in the story because, you know, we're a nation of storytellers. We love to talk and to tell the stories. And I think guests then pick up on that, and they want to have stories to tell when they go home also.
I think it's one of those scenarios where we keep saying the words, our bucket list item. Ireland and Scotland are on so many bucket lists. It's time to start crossing those things off.
And it's one of the most popular destinations they are in the world today for trends. People love going there for good reasons.
Yeah.
And Brendan Vacations is the only way to go, believe me.
Catherine, I'm going to be there soon. I'm just going to tell you that. You won't know when I will come, but I'm going to just come and knock on the door there.
Is it a blue door, I believe you said?
It is a blue door, and you're more than welcome. We have the fire lit and the kettle on.
And the kettle on,
and I will say, hey, remember me, I'm here. Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, Catherine, so sorry about the connection, but we'll have you back on. Okay, appreciate you taking the time today.
And by the way, enjoy the Open this weekend. I'm off to Scotland to Carnoustie to enjoy all the festivities over the weekend. So I'm sure everybody will be watching.
Yes.
All you golf fans.
We definitely will.
We will be.
Thank you so much, Catherine.
Okay. Take care.
What a great way to, I mean, it was so nice to just touch base with her for a moment, and you can have more of what she was talking about.
Yes.
All you have to do is get in touch with your travel consultant at the Travel Authority. It's an all-tour company. Mm-hmm. A best way to get in touch with you, Bonnie, how?
Well, you can look at us on the web and find out where we are, but we're right downtown Traverse City. Our locations is right
Red Door, there. Right? Not Blue Door?
Actually, it's kind of a greenish color, but right next to Franklin on Cass Street, or go up to our Gaylord office. We've been around in all of these locations for years.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming in. And we will talk to you next Wednesday with more Travel Talk here on WTCN.